Hello, exam seekers. I'm Patty, and today I bring some new content for you. Today, the topic is, what is the teacher's role? But before I dig into this topic, I want to apologize for my absence. I've been sick. So yeah, now I'm back. So let's go. Today, I'm going to talk about our role as a teacher. This was an input session I had when taking the IELTS course. Since the IELTS was discontinued in 2018, I'm going to share what I've learned from this course and the content I gathered. One of the topics in the IELTS course is the teacher's role. It is important for us, teachers, to understand where we stand in classes and how relevant we are in the school classroom ecosystem. For that, let's think about a couple of things. One, think of a teacher you had, any subject. Two, what do you remember about them and their lessons? Three, what about their manner? Four, how did you feel in their presence? Five, can you recall any specific lesson, any specific technique? Six, what was it like being a student in that class? 7. What words or phrases characterize the atmosphere of the class? It is funny when you spare some minutes to answer these questions. Which teacher do you think about? Was it a teacher who gave you positive memories or negative ones? If you want to leave your students with positive memories and good feelings, there are three characteristics you need to know and adopt. Let's talk about rapport. Three core teacher's characteristics. 1. Respect. Positive and non-judgmental regard for another person. Empathy. Being able to see things from the other person's perspective, as if looking through their eyes. Authenticity. Being oneself without hiding behind titles, roles, or masks. I believe it is quite clear why these three characteristics are essential for a teacher, but if you had to ask which is the most important, which would you say it is? Even though respect is of the utmost importance, we do need to respect each other and every individual. However, for a teacher, the basis of all rapport is authenticity. Other important questions are, how much are you being your real self in class? Are you worried your students won't respect you if you let down your guard? If they see yourself as you are rather than the teacher, the knower, or the figure of authority, what happens? How much does the cultural context you work in allow you to be who you want to be? I believe I had a good relationship with my students. I don't know if it is due to the years I've been teaching, and now I don't really care about showing off how much I know. I know that when you start working for somebody, you try as much as you can to show off your knowledge so that people feel at ease and know that they are in good hands, or your perception of them, right? Well, now, I simply try to make my students understand what I want them to grasp, and I don't bother about my posture in class. I don't try to be a teacher or to impose my presence. I just try to be my natural self. Let's talk a little bit about teachers and their relationship with students. Rapport. Is rapport 100% natural? Can it be improved? Even though I try to be as natural as I can, I know that we are not friends, and this has to be in each teacher's mind. You need to know that even though you are informal or formal, you are still your student's teacher, and you still have to build a bridge to reach them. So every interaction is somehow thought out, and there is a purpose. Here are some techniques to build rapport. Be welcoming. Be encouraging. Be approachable. Treat each learner as an individual. Remember positive things about your students. Empathize. Be you rather than the teacher. Don't fake happiness and pleasure. Be culturally sensitive. Avoid sarcasm. Have you heard about NLP? Neuro-linguistic programming? There are three techniques to assist rapport, which is mirroring, pacing, leading. It's about accepting the other person's behavior and meet them in their individual models of the world. It is about reducing the differences between yourself and others at an unconscious level. I'll leave the link of the blog for you to check some videos that I shared there about matching and mirroring and pacing and leading. Okay? How would you characterize the quality of rapport in your own lessons? What factors seem to improve or worsen it? Observation. More for one-to-one interactions, okay? Is it okay to be friends with your students? This is a relevant question that every now and then we ask ourselves. We have to remember that our students are not only students, but as we teachers are not only teachers, they too have a life besides being in the classroom. According to Jean Scrivener, 2012, in Classroom Management Techniques, I'll leave the links in the description, we have to think of our students as workers, students, and students, people. As for students are people, we have to think who they are outside the class is crucial to in-class work. Interactions in class should be normal human interaction. The teacher should take an active interest in the students as a whole person. Friendship is natural between people who respect each other and work together. There are also other factors that contribute to building rapport and connecting to your students, which are classroom management, where we stand, seat, where the students sit, voice, volume, tune, etc. Classroom environment, physical factors, decorations versus learners' work. Listening, conversational versus analytical, focus on language, and versus supportive, focus on the person and message. The quality of your class control, gestures and facial expressions, eye contact, teacher's language. There's so much that can influence your rapport. Now, let's go back to the beginning of this podcast. Think of some people you have been taught by in the past. Can you perceive in them any of these characteristics mentioned? I hope that this has helped you to understand your role as a teacher and to be a better teacher yourself. Authentic, right? That's it for today. Thanks for listening to me, but please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'll leave all the links in the descriptions. If you want the full version of this podcast, check out exams-seekers.com or examseekers.com. Again, links in the description. Thanks for listening to me. And see you next time. Bye-bye.